Blog Talk Radio.
While I pray, no matter.
You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap.
God bless you, families and friends. I thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure, it's always a blessing to come in and commune with you, and we just give God the praise. I got a question. How many of you out there today, my God, done gave God a praise? I just want to because I got to give God a praise, because I get joy when I think about what he done, not only for me, but for my family, not only for them, but for my church family, for my friends, for everyone that I know of, that I'm connected with. I just got to give joy to the Lord for he, whatever he done. Sometimes we get wrapped up in certain things in our life, and sometimes we get wrapped up in our issues, our problems, and circumstances, how we feel, what we don't like, what is not good, what we can't appreciate. And sometimes we forget about giving God a praise. And we just got to give God thank you, because you got to believe something. You got to believe something and think of God that somebody is in a better, worse shape than you. So thank God for what you have. Even though you might say it's not much, it might not be much to you, but it's sure a whole lot to somebody else. And that's why I despise not small beginnings and be good steward over whatever God give you. I just got to give him praise. I tell you what, you go ahead and give God a praise. And I just feel like for those that is all over the world, internationally and nationally, you just go ahead and give God the praise. And I just got to magnify his holy name, because I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, saints, the house of the Lord don't have nothing to do with a building. The house of the Lord don't have nothing to do with a church steeple. It has something to do with you can make the house of the Lord right there in your living room right now. I dare you to go ahead and give God a praise, because I don't know about you, but is there any soldiers in the Lord? I just got to put my praise on him and give God a praise. So you can give God a praise. I can tell it like you can tell it. You can tell it like I can tell it, but I know that the Spirit of the Lord is here. I know that the Spirit of the Lord is with us. I just have to give them a praise. And anybody got a praise out there, I'm telling you right now, somebody needs to tear up their living room. Go ahead and praise God and tear up your house. I'm going to go ahead and give you 30 seconds, and you go ahead and give God a praise right there where you are. Come on, Norway. I know you got a praise. United Kingdom, you got a praise. Germany, Australia, you got a praise. France, you go ahead and praise their God in your own native language. And right here in the United States, I tell you what, go ahead and give God a praise. Somebody, go ahead and take 30 seconds and give God a praise, because
he is God. Come on, I'm so get happy when I think about the Lord. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. He delivered me. He set me free. Oh, Lord. That's what.
Have God been to you? Have God been good to you? Can you testify, my God Almighty, that the goodness of the Lord that has been on your side? I'm telling you, I know I got a witness. I know somebody tonight, my God, to give God a praise. I know somebody tonight, they'll have to wait on Sunday morning. They'll have to wait on the next revival. They'll have to wait on the next report, because I'm going to praise him in season. got a place? Michigan, Missouri, Illinois, do you got a place? Delaware, where you at? I know you got a place inside of you. Forget about you, Pennsylvania. Do you got a praise? My God, what have God done for you? Florida, I know you got a praise, but I got to stay at home in my own backwoods right here in Georgia. Georgia, where you at? I know you got a praise for what God has been done. Be good to you. He is good. I just know he has been good. I feel good already. I feel like having a shout. I feel like having a praise in my spirit. If somebody got a praise tonight, I just feel like giving God a glory. Sometimes we just got to take a few minutes and give God the glory. Give God the praise. I just got to give him a praise, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Where you at, Brother Jackson? I know you feel the Holy Ghost. You go ahead and stand by and get ready. And we get ready to get the seed in the Holy Ghost. What a mighty God how we serve. What a mighty God. He is good. He is good. I know him as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh. My God Almighty. And my Spanish, my God, community say, hey, Jesus. I know him as Jesus Pathway. I thank God for what he has done. Does anybody want to give God a thing? What about for you, Mother Jackson? Do you got a praise to give God? Mother Jackson,
hallelujah. I have a praise down in my sanctified soul.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Mother Jackson. Been mighty good to me. Mighty, mighty good to this sister right here.
Hallelujah.
Father God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Mother Jackson, go ahead and pray.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving Jesus Christ because I know he's the head of my life and the honor of my life. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Carla, and everyone at ADM and Pastor, what is his name? Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as I come to you, humbleness, I know how, God, we just come thanking you just for another day. Life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for taking care of us, God, from the morning up to this point. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come glorifying your name, God, giving you all the glory, God, because we realize you've been mighty good to us, God. You've been mighty good to us, God, when we get out of the place of you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, yet and still, God, you care for us, you love us, God, and you kept us, God, in a mighty way, God. We thank you today, God. We glorify your name, huh? We thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit, saving us, huh? Saving us, Lord, when nobody else didn't want to be bothered with us, huh? We thank you, Lord, Moshe, God. We thank you this day, God. We lift every minister that is up today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them up on the wall. Don't let them come down, because we truly need them in these last and evil days, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for healing our bodies, God. We thank you, God, for taking care of us, God, when nobody else didn't take care of God. We thank you, God, when people gave up on us, God, but you still held on to us right now with this world, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for the backslider of the Lord of Moshe, God. We thank you for them, God, that you're calling them back to the Moshe in that place and you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, of the Moshe, God, for just watching over us, God. Even the sin land, the man, God. We thank you, God, because we realize, God, in these last and evil days, the sinner man will be running, calling on the name of Jesus, God, trying to get in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for continuing to stretch us, God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift our companions up today, God. Oh, God, every man that it is, Lord, we pray, God, that you continue to tuck up on them, God. Continue, Lord, to fill them with the Holy Spirit. Continue, Lord, to make them out in the way that you will have them to be in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you make strong warriors in you, God. The one that call on the Jesus, God, and get an answer through, God. The one that can bum have like never before. The one that can walk their house and go by shout out of the most shaker. Pray on their kids, God. Being the man in Jesus that they need to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, on the mercy for your blood of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything is not like you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, continue to shine the light out. Shine the light down on the most shaker in us, God. Everything is not right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you destroy the most shaker, that you destroy today, God, down in the root, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hear our cry today, God. And on the most shaker, we realize on the most shaker, we can't do nothing without God. Oh, but we got your promise on the most shaker in your word. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we lift up the Weems family that they're going to stay today, God. We lift up the Putnam family today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up the Davis family to you, God. We lift up the Hawkins family up to you, God, today. In the name of Jesus, God, his name, God, I pray, God, that you that total motion touch, God, heal and deliver and set the captain free, God. We realize, God, on motion, people have given up, God, given up on you, God, yes, today, God. But if I had something to say today, God, hold on to Jesus' life, never before, hold on to his promise, God, that we realize nothing else is not going to do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray today, God, draw them near to you, God. Close and close to you, God. Let them know how they'll try everything here. Yeah. So it's time to try Jesus. Go by side out. He won't fail you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, taste and see that the Lord is good in the mighty side out. In the name of Jesus, God. We cry out today, God, to you. For the one of the most, God, don't even know you, God. We pray for them also, God. We cry out the one out of the most, God. Hey, God, that have hatred in their heart today.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Pray for them today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to trouble their heart, God, of emotion, God.
Yes,
continue
sir.
To emotion, God, to soften up that grass in the heart, God. So when your word comes, hallelujah, it won't be hard to shine the emotion. It will shoot straight through it, God. Let your people hear your voice, your word that needs your word today, God. God, that will make them womanly right. They will live
yes,
right. They'll be want to walk right. They'll want to talk right. They'll want more of you. They'll be want the first of you, God. More and more of you. He go by side of the motion, God. Oh, God, I speak on the motion. When your people get more of you, God, they'll be willing to separate themselves. Huh? They wouldn't want to cut on the motion to walk like anybody else, but walk just like you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, give us the motion, God. Oh, God, send us back to your way, God, on the motion, where we can get that living water, on the motion, God, where we won't have to thirst after the world, huh? And the more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, but this thirst of the goodness and the mercy of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you today, God, on the motion, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Trust the internet, Seiko, by side. Trust the telephones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, on the motion, God. Let somebody, God, feel your power. The power of the Holy Ghost today, God. Feel your people's God, on the motion. In the name of Jesus, Lord, on the motion, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. We glorify your name, huh? We thank you for your joy that's in our spirit, God. Our emotion is bubbling over like never before, God. The joy, huh?
Yes,
we thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for your peace, Lord. We realize some of us didn't have peace before. Oh, but God of my heart, we thank you for your peace today, God. Our emotion, God. When we used to let our worry on that, wonder how this is going to work out. Can we get this? Oh, God, we thank you, God. Thank you for your divine peace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, where we can lay our hearts, they have our minds on shows you how to say, knowing that you are children and protecting us, say, oh God, we thank you today, God. These things we ask, say, God, in the name of the Father, say, and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey,
come on, somebody. I'm going to go ahead and give God a praise right there. Go ahead and give God a praise. I just feel a praise in my soul. I feel a praise in my belly. Do you got a praise? I heard the mother used to say back then that Jesus is on a main line. You need to go ahead and tell him what you want. Do you know that Jesus is on the main line?
Yes,
you can go ahead and tell him what you want. Anybody got a praise right now tonight? I just got to go. Then I heard another mother say, my God, when the enemy tried to beat him down, when the enemy tried to overtake their family, I heard a mother just stand up and say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yes, soldiers,
my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Is there any soldiers out tonight?
Yes, 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 yes,
You paid a price for your hope. You paid a price for your joy. You paid a price, and that's what
happened.
We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the outpour.
Yes, you
have
been
so good.
Yes,
we
saw
yes. We saw
yes.
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 Yes,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost. You are getting stretched. Your prayer life is getting stretched. Your worship is getting stretched. Many of you, things in your life right now is beginning to be stretched. I feel the Holy Ghost. To where it seems like I'm having a fatigue in the spirit. God is stretching you because God's going to get ready to give you greater. And because of greatness and because of greater, He got to cause you into a new place. He shifts you into another place within Him. That's why many of you, God got a demand on you right now. God got a demand and got a squeeze of your life, of your mind, of your spirit. Because God will release and prophesy to you in the spirit that greatness is upon you. I see an angel of the Lord in my house. Greatness is upon you. The greatness of the Lord is upon you. And I'm telling you right now, that's what God is pulling out of you. That's what God is squeezing out of you. That's what God is causing allow you to be rushed up and show your ways. Because God says, greatness, if I come like a prophet of God tonight, I prophesy out of the Holy Ghost, and I prophesy a greater release that God is prophesying and releasing greater in your life. There is greatness inside of you. And God said, I want it. God said, I want it. God said, I want it. I want my greatness. That's my greatness that I'm coming for. That's my greatness that is unto me. That's my greatness. That's what I made you about prayer. That's what I made you about fasting. That's what I made you about consecration. That's what I trouble your spirit by standing my behind you. That's what I trouble you by standing in my presence. Because I saw for greater and greater is inside of you. I saw poor prayer, says the Lord. For I love you. Some of you need to prophesy to yourself tonight and tell yourself, I am greater. I am greater. I arose in a greatness family. I am nothing bad about me. There's nothing sad about me. I am not a failure. That's why God is shaking me. That's why He allowed me to wrestle with the devil. Because He is pulling greater out of me. He has prophesied greatness inside of me. If it's in about it tonight, know that greatness is inside of you. I dare you to go ahead and worship the living God. I feel a shift in the Holy Ghost. Because we declare and we decree tonight. That we receive. We receive the outpouring. We receive the discipline and instruction that calls in our life to come in order within you. I pray, I worship, I ask in God. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Because we ask Him that His greatness inside of us. And because of greatness inside of us, that is why the poor, that is why the tug of war, that is why the unrestless, that is why the sleepless nights, because of greatness inside of us. And God, we yield. We yield to you.
We yield to the greatness that you place inside of us. No longer we shall look upon our life and look upon the different things that we go out and achieve as a failure. No longer we shall walk in just shoes of a failure. No longer we shall walk with the spirit of fear. But you said in Psalm 47, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God, we thank you that you have given us a new purpose so we can begin to engage in this day and time, engage in the adversary, engage in the tricks and the plans and the strategies of the enemy, God. We thank you, God, that the discernment that you are releasing in this shelf in us right now, God, that we'll begin to engage the different things of the adversary. We thank you, God, that our weapons of our warfare are not calling mind through the pulling down of every stronghold. God, we thank you that you're teaching us our hands to war and our fingers to fight. In the name of Jesus, our souls in us. This day, God, we shake off all retiredness. We shake off all the somberness. In the name of Jesus, we shall thrive in you. Our glory shall thrive. Our worship shall thrive. Our lives shall thrive in you. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, shake us from getting uncomfortable. Shake us till we get the spirit. Shake us till we find a hunger that we change to fulfill through the appetite of God. Shake us in the name of Jesus. Shake us, God, but we will not go back. Go back to a mediocre prayer. Go back to a mediocre worship. Go back to the spirit of rebellion. Go back to the spirit of depression. We shall not go back and engage into the things of the adversary, but we shall keep looking for the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from you, Lord. We thank you for pouring out God in the name of Jesus for our souls to rest. For our souls to rest. For our souls to rest. As you breathe upon us, you breathe upon us. We submit us to our pouring. We submit, God, to the breathing. We yield to the greatness that you will release inside of our bodies. We submit, God, all of this in your will, in your presence. We accept the outpouring. We accept the breathing of the wind that comes from the chain of the head. We submit and we surrender. Arrest us, Holy Ghost. Arrest us in the name of Jesus. Arrest us in the presence of the living God. We say yes unto you, Lord. We thank you, God. We magnify your name. We magnify the name. We baptize us in the Holy Ghost. We baptize us in your presence. We baptize us. Help us to saturate into the anointing that you release of our life. Cause our spirits to suck it up like a dry sponge. To anything that touch and become submerged into the anointing that you release of our life. Oh, we say yes tonight, Father. We give you glory. We strip down or strip off everything that is not like you on tonight. Because we understand tonight, because of the greatness that you are pulling out of us, it causes some discomfort in our life. It causes us to not look into lying, manipulation, deception, rejection, depression, stealing, fornication, sexual adultery. It causes us not to walk into different things. So God, we submit We shall not wrestle with the spirit, but we shall submit unto you, Lord. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. Breathe upon us in this day and hour as we submit ourselves unto you, the Spirit of the living God. As we submit ourselves unto you, we yield to your presence. We yield humbly before you. And as our soul retires, they say, yes, unto you, Lord, we surrender. We surrender. Check out that it all see on me. If anybody tonight will surrender up under the action of the power of the Holy Ghost and allow the Spirit of the living God to do surgery on you, to pour out the greatness, to pour out the greater, you are walking in greater. That's why a lot of you have been so hard. Much is given, much is required of thee. So God, we thank you for causing the discomfort to come in our life. Because if you did not care for us, you would have left us stiff-necked and turned us over to the enemy and kept us with a reprobate mind. But because of the scission and because of the breaching, we yield unto you tonight. We thank you, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I feel the presence of the living God. I'm telling you right there where you are. You go ahead and worship the living God right there in your home. And I pray in this new time and this season that you are in, those that are listening by way of internet, by way of phone call, and also on our secondary line, I'm telling you right now, this is no time to play, but it's time to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because God is ready to do for you in this season. I feel a shift, and I feel a paradigm shift is taking place in the spirit. And those that is humble and those that is worthy, God for the release of an anointing that is upon you. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, greater favor to the get ready to rest upon your life. For those that is submitted, yes, you're going to have to go through sleepless nights because your spirit is in intercession. Yes, you're going to have to go through hungry times because you are in a fasting place. Yes, you're going to have to go through this battle in a place because now your mind is consecrated. But at the end of the day, saints of God, you can get rid of the spirits, the residual income and the residual blessings of the Lord. This is your time. You owe it to yourself. You came this far. You might as well go all the way. Go past the threshold. Get past the veil. Go into the intercourse and give God a worship. Give God a worship. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, I feel to get ready to get off. I feel to get ready to go. But before I go, I want to let you all know something. Yeah, I know a lot of you did that talk. And I know that it's getting a little difficult to where your body is starting to feel fatigue. That's all right. But let me tell you something, saints of God. When a person is working out or a person training, they never know how good they become or how strong that they are because they are in training, because they are in preparation, they are in their workout season. Until when the game time comes, then they are no. They've been prepared for the game time. They was prepared for the test. Many of you, you are in your time where you're working out right now. Your prayer life is working out. Your fasting life is working out. Your body is working out. You are not going to know and realize. You're going to feel like, well, I'm just doing this for nothing. I'm just doing this. No, 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 no. You're going to become stronger. You're going to become wiser. You're going to become more stronger than what you are because of your prayer life. You're going to become the individual to where 1 Corinthians talk about you begin to prophesy into your life and begin to manifest. Therefore, you don't go to the house of God and look for a prophet because you already know what God already did for you in your life. You're not worried about a TV evangelist telling you to give you something for healing because the power of God will manifest through you. You never know how strong you become until it's game time. Saints of God, stay in the press. Stay in the gym of intercession. Stay in the steam room of fasting and consecration. Because you're going to be in shape and you're going to begin to go through things as it's a breeze. It's those that doesn't be in there. Sometimes we have the tendency when it's time to play the game, we try to jump in and think we're going to end up winning. We have not been working out. God's been calling us to work out. God's been calling us to train. We have not. My God, I'm not. So I keep challenging you tonight to stay in the place with God. Yeah, they're going to get discouraged at times. Yeah, the flesh is going to go to acting up at times. But as long as you can do what Paul say, I completely beat it upon a suggestion. When game time come, you look at a trial like, I don't go through a trial. Because you're stronger, you're wiser. Every great athlete, they put in the overtime and practice and developing their skills and sharpen their skills. Seek to God. Let's continue to stay in prayer. Let's not wait till something happens, then we pray. We are already into a place of God. So therefore, all I have to do is speak a sign of word in heaven and it shall manifest because I'm already into a place with God. Many lives have been lost today in Miami. Miami, today a bridge collapsed. Several people have died and several people have been injured. And I can testify for each one of these people that when they left the house this morning, that they expect to come back to their house. They expect to come back to their house. We cannot take things for granted. We don't know. The only place that I know that I have safety and comfort in is being in the presence of the Almighty God. Today in Miami, there was a lost ones. People are dropping. We cannot take things for granted. And there's nothing for me to pray against because this is prophecy fulfilling itself. This is what God says is going to happen. But those that abide in the secret place of the Most High. And you tonight, hey, I'm on us, are going to take your spiritual life serious. Your prayer life serious. Are you going to take what God will release into you serious? Your assignment serious. Pastor, are you going to take it serious? Apostle, are you going to take this serious? No man, no woman, no child knows the hour or knows the time when the end is going to come. And if I'm in a secret place of the Most High, at least if something tried to happen, I can be protected by the Almighty. Where are you tonight? Internationally, Norway, France, Australia, Germany, United Kingdom. Where are you tonight? We don't have time to bicker. We don't have time to cast judgments. We don't have time to see who's not right and who's right. All I have time for is see myself in the rearview mirror and make sure I'm right before the presence of the living God. How many mothers expect for their sons today in Miami to come home? How many wives? How many husbands? Mothers and fathers expect for the children. But they lost their life because the bridge collapsed. Because the bridge collapsed. And they've probably been walking up on that bridge several times. But all it takes one incident to shift your whole entire life. All it takes is one incident. So I pray tonight that the Holy Ghost shakes your whole life. He shakes you into a presence with him. He snatched you from a place deserted and worried about what people think, what people say, how people look at you. And he puts you in a place, and all you care about, God, where I'm at with you. God, where I'm at with you. Where's my home at with you? Where's my life at with you? Stay away from me, Father. But don't you take your spirit away. Don't take your spirit away. Because if you all take your spirit away, it's not such a little for. It's nothing to keep carrying on. So where are you today, brothers and sisters? Can you truly say the incident happened right now? You could go before the Father and he said, my good and faithful servant, a job well done. Can you truly say it? Only you can judge yourself inwardly where you act with the Lord. But understand this. Because I'm a prophet and God used me and a preacher, however, whatever name or title you want to give me, tomorrow is not promised to me as well. I give God the glory, and I magnify his holy name. Saints of God, I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to leave on that note tonight. So we all can evaluate ourselves and get back into a place with God. Those that begin to get fatigued, I hope it drive you into a place that I need to stay in the presence of God, and I'm not going to allow nothing. I want you to stay in prayer with us. Get back in prayer this morning with us. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Then we're going to be right back on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And we're going to wrap it up for this week. Let's finish up the week strong. Let's finish up the time strong. We thank God for you all. This will be 8 a.m. Our leaders and our families are bringing an impact word to you tonight and today and forevermore. Thank you for trusting us all over the world. For us being your social media pastors and church family, we truly appreciate it. We do not take the job lightly. We take the job serious. And all we know is God. That's all I can show you and give you. Love each and every one of you. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in.